This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. We are inviting you to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can create the content there on the site. Whatever it is you submit appears usually on the front page for other listeners to vote on. You can vote up if you like and down if you don't. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We'll be starting off with an update on a story that we've been covering over the last, I guess it's been about a year. The Satanic Temple has been in the news off and on over the last year or so. First off, from Oklahoma State Capitol, where there was a Ten Commandments, I don't know what, the statue, I guess, fairly large.
Is that
sculpture.
The one from the Dogma of Angramanyu?
No, I think that's a different church.
Okay.
That's a different church. But
they
anyway.
Were involved in it, though. They were going to have a black mass.
They're everywhere!
The Doctor of Angramanyu was going to have a black mass.
In Colorado or something like that? I forget where that was. But yeah, so the Satanic Temple, they came to the Oklahoma State House and they said, well, if you're going to have a Ten Commandments monument, then by equal, you know, you're not supposed to favor one religion over another, separation of church and state, that kind of thing. If you're going to have some kind of connection with a religion, you have to allow other religions to express themselves in an equivalent manner on that particular state property. And again, this is right on the state house grounds, this statue, which subsequently, by the way, was ran into by a guy in a car and smashed.
Right, of course. I'm not sure which group I like better doing this, whether it's the Satanists or the Flying Spaghetti Monster folks.
Well, they're both trolling, right? I mean, they're both kind of trolling the same
sort of
situation, because it doesn't seem like the Satanists are actually Satan worshippers as much as they are atheists who have sort of adopted the cloak of the Satanists for the purpose of trolling.
I guess. I'm not sure that's necessarily accurate. I mean, I think Satanists believe in the self.
Mm.
That's what the belief of a lot of Satanists is. I think the whole idea of using the word Satanist to describe Satanists is childish, to be honest. And, you know, if you're a Satanist, go ahead and argue with me about it, I guess.
Yeah, there's plenty of childish behaving atheists as well, right?
Sure, but I think that the very title of the religion Satanist is, it's childish. It's like, okay, well, if you don't really believe in the devil, then
it's misleading.
You know, that's like, okay, then you are just doing it specifically for trolling.
Well, right.
That's what I believe.
Yeah, because it gets more attention. I mean, the fact that the Satanists are saying they want equal time
right.
is more headline grabbing than, Johnson's cult
sure.
or whatever you would call yourself.
And the other thing, I don't know that I would call myself that.
You might engage in trolling like this. Like
sure, but I don't know that I'd call it Johnson's cult.
Yeah.
Then there's also the Church of the Subgenius, there's that group of people, but
right.
they're not so active. But I think that, you know, the other thing that I don't like about Satanist as a title for religion is that it's based entirely on trolling one other particular religion, mm-hmm. Christianity.
As opposed to others.
As opposed to others, right, exactly.
Well, other religions who
sure.
believe in the devil.
Are there?
Muslim.
Muslims do,
yeah.
Okay.
Jewish people.
Okay. Did
well,
they?
From what I understand.
I thought Jewish folks didn't have like a concept of heaven.
They're all kind of based on the same.
So I would say if I have to weigh in here, I'd say that Jews probably don't believe in today. Jews that most Reformed Jews aren't going to believe in the devil.
Oh,
the
really?
Same way.
Okay. That's I have to say I plead ignorance when it comes to the Jewish religion. I know more about the Muslim.
Yeah, when you're talking about Reformed Judaism, you're talking about something that looks far more like a social club for a particular ethnicity than really much else.
Well, the Satanic Temple's back in the news now with a story over at io9.com. The Satanic Temple scored a free speech victory in its quest for equal representation among the Florida State Capitol building's religious-themed holiday displays. The Satanic Temple, not to be confused with the Church of Satan, with which TST is not affiliated, describes its mission as, quote, facilitating the communication and mobilization of politically aware Satanists, secularists, and advocates for individual liberty, as well as to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people. In addition, we practice practical common sense and justice. As an organized religion, we feel it's our function to actively provide outreach, to lead by example, and to participate in public affairs wheresoever the issues might benefit from rational satanic insights. The group's causes are quite progressive. Current campaigns advocate for women's reproductive health rights and same-sex marriage, among other causes. But the media-savvy organization gets the most attention for its freedom of religion efforts, like the time they argue that if a statue of the Ten Commandments could be displayed on the Oklahoma State Capitol, it was only fair that their statue of Baphomet, with they originally had planned for two children to be at the sides, each side of Baphomet, sort of looking up to him in awe.
which is... pretty funny. So, Johnson, I want to address this, the Flying Spaghetti Monster versus Satanism. The value, I think, of Satanism...
Fart.
And I agree. So I agree with you that most Satanists are just trolls. They don't really actually worship Satan.
By the way, if there was an actual battle between Satan and the Flying Spaghetti Monster, the Flying Spaghetti Monster would totally win. He just like wraps Satan up in like little noodly things. And Satan, I mean,
you can't
To be fair, Satan does have the ultimate weapon against spaghetti, right? Which is a fork. So I mean, you know, like obviously, you know, he's pretty well prepared. But I still think that those, you know, noodly appendages would just.
So when the thing about Satanism is that essentially Christians have to say that it's true because of their religion, right? Like, there's no way to say when, you know, somebody can say, like, if you want to put a Flying Spaghetti Monster statue on the courthouse lawn. Any of the, you know, the city fathers or whatever who are probably Christian in all likelihood, I can say, he's just trolling us. You can't say that with Satanism because, I mean, you know, every Christian, basically the foundation, in many cases, many Christian churches are basically founded on the idea that Satan's everywhere. He's coming to get us. There are Satanists out there, people who worship, you know, that whole thing.
No, this is them saying, here we are.
And so by the existence of a Christian church, the Satanists are given a pass. They don't have to prove themselves. Whereas the Flying Spaghetti Monster people, I don't know about you, but I consider that to be a joke. I think it's interesting and funny, but it's just kind of a joke.
I think that there are many Pastafarians out there who take their religion very seriously. Or at least they will go the full nine yards or whatever to, you know...
Well, there are people that take Seinfeld seriously, but they don't think it's real. They think it's funny. They think it's well done. I consider the Flying Spaghetti Monster to be a great story, the whole noodly appendage thing, and there's some really good art that's associated with it. I just think it's awesome, but I don't believe the world was created by, I mean, you know, obviously man created spaghetti. How could there be a Flying Spaghetti Monster?
So to give you more background on what happened here with the state of Florida, because again, I was talking about Oklahoma City to start out with. Or the Oklahoma State House. That's where the Satanic Temple, I think, first made their big splash. But then now in Florida, you've got a court decision that is ruling in favor of them as well. The Americans United for Separation of Church and State, this is their press release from AU.org, announced today, this was written yesterday, that officials in Florida have agreed to allow the Satanic Temple to erect a holiday display at the state capitol in Tallahassee this month. Although officials had previously labeled the display offensive, they reversed themselves after Americans United threatened to file a lawsuit on the temple's behalf. The state has designated the Rotunda as an open forum for private speech, and private groups in December often erect holiday-themed displays at their own expense. In 2013, the Rotunda housed a nativity scene, an atheist-themed message, a Festivus pole,
God.
And a rendering of the Pastafarian Flying Spaghetti Monster.
There you go.
All in the state of Florida.
At what point does this just become some kind of weird art display?
I'd probably say about 2,000, 3,000 years ago, maybe more.
I mean, okay, so the people with the nativity scene, that means something to them. That's a religion to them. The rest of the stuff you've mentioned here, flying spaghetti monster, Festivus pole, atheist, these are people that are just going after the Christians.
Well, that doesn't mean something to them. I mean, for the atheists to put their display up is very important to them. It means something for them to have equal access to the state capital.
I also disagree with you. I think that Satanists may be going just after Christians, but Pastafarians are equal opportunity religious offenders.
Okay, so they're going after religious people.
Stand by. There's more here to the
Not
story.
Not as much of a Muslim Christmas movement.
Your thoughts on equal access to the state property to display your religious viewpoint. 855-453, or in this case, the Satanists. It's Free Talk Live.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from PersonalCreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time, when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's PersonalCreations.com, secret code 6767.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Join us on there. Our username on Skype is lrn.fm. You connect to us there. By the way, you do have to send a contact request first. We'll approve you, and then after that point, it's easy to call on Skype. You'll sound better than the average caller on the phones, and the phone number, again, is toll-free. And brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-FREE.
Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's going on in March of next year, and we'd love to see you there. Free Talk Live was at the last one. It was phenomenal. I think the high point for me was the $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. And this is a hackathon to create ideas centered around the blockchain and in the Bitcoin space. And four ideas were launched. One of them I know is storage, and this is a decentralized cloud storage idea, and they're going to be turning it into a business here relatively shortly. They're already creating their software and that sort of thing. It's fascinating, and I can't wait to see what they create this year. Also, there's going to be, of course, vendors and the best and brightest speakers and exhibitions and that sort of thing going on. It's at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March the 28th and 29th. They've even invited the Texas legislature to show them that, you know, not getting involved and putting a bunch of regulations in place, cumbersome rules, makes innovation and job creation much more likely. It's the Texas Bitcoin Conference at TexasBitcoinConference.com. It's a fantastic event, and you don't want to miss it. Texas Bitcoin Conference, when you go and sign up there to go, and I wish you would, use coupon code FREETALKLIVE, all one word. And I believe FTL works too, but I don't know if it's been turned on yet. So you can use that. You get $25 off the $150 ticket, bringing it down to $125. That is cheap for a two-day event, you got to admit. TexasBitcoinConference.com, coupon code FREETALKLIVE, all one word.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Skype, where Michael is on the line. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, good. Go ahead, sir.
All right, I had a quick question about Eric Garner and the situation with him.
This is the guy who was choked to death by the police in New York City?
Yes, it would be.
Gotcha.
My question is who called the police to the scene? Was it just cops roaming around and they saw something going on, or did some private citizen call the situation?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that, but I would suspect in this circumstance that the police found him. They had given him citations several times before, some amount of times before, for this very same activity, which I think is probably the reason that he sort of bucked the being taken to jail thing. You know, give me a ticket like you did before, that kind of thing. So I would guess that they just kind of caught him.
My thought on that is, you know, we have cops that have discretion most of the time. So like most, you know, say you're driving, you're speeding past the speeding limit a couple miles an hour. They normally are not going to pull you over for something like that. They have the discretion to make that choice whether or not they're going to pull you over for that. And in this situation, the guy's selling cigarettes for 75 cents or whatever. I don't know what he's selling it for. But
well, it doesn't matter the amount. What matters is that he was being disobedient. He was doing what he was not supposed to do by the rules.
That's what I have debates with people all the time. These are the same people that think that the cops are okay in this situation, what they did. They're the same people that tell me I'm supposed to leave a room when a burglar is coming in my house and not escalate the situation, not make the situation worse. I'm supposed to get out of the way, but why is that not held to the cops in the same situation? I mean, they obviously escalated the situation here. They could have easily moved out of the way and just let the guy go. Maybe, you know, I think that earlier I heard somebody say that they just gave him citations before or something like that. It's like, why does this require a death of a human being over a guy selling cigarettes?
It's the same punishment every time you disobey the state. I mean, death is always what they hang over your head, whether or not it gets to that point.
I guess that depends on what your resistance level is, right?
That's right.
I guess that to me is like, this is a right in their face. Like, this case to me is like right in their face. If you resist in any way, no matter how petty of a crime it is, you may end up dead.
Yes, so, like, that is the lesson to take away from this, I think. You'll end up dead, and there's no accountability for the officer who killed you because, right, you know, he's just doing his job.
Yeah, and that's what people, I talk to people about this, they're okay with this. Like,
where are you calling from, Michael?
In Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio, yeah. So that's part of the reason why I moved to New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project, so I could actually talk to people in life who understand what freedom means, because it's pretty frustrating being around people who are just blindly obedient to the state and worshipful of its enforcers. That really is frustrating, and it's nice to be around a community of people who get it.
Yeah, I get it, too. Maybe someday we've got to discuss it with the wife and everything.
Yeah, I would recommend that. In fact, if you get the chance, bring the wife up to New Hampshire for a visit. The Liberty Forum is coming up in early March, and you can go to nhlibertyforum.com to, I think tickets are available already, and, you know, learn more about the event. I'm looking forward to it. Michael, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, man. Michael there on Skype, by the way. You can sound great like he did. Just dial us up at username lrn.fm. To start out the show tonight, we talked about, and still there's more to come here on it, but the Satanic Temple getting a favorable ruling. Actually, the case never really went to court because ultimately the Americans United, which is a group at AU.org, the Americans United for Separation of Church and State, had threatened to file suit because the Satanic Temple was being denied access to the state capitol to erect a holiday display during the month of December. Rather than filing that suit, the state went ahead and capitulated and did agree to allow the Satanic Temple to have their display. In an attempt to avoid similar problems this year, the temple submitted its application in October to give the Department of Management Services plenty of time to deal with it. Americans United, on behalf of the temple, also sent a letter to the department explaining that rejection of the temple's proposed display would violate the Satanic Temple's freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and right to equal protection under the law. Americans United, which have been preparing to file suit on the Satanic Temple's behalf, welcomed state officials' decision, but warned that the department's written policy excluding offensive displays continues to present constitutional problems. Reverend Barry Lynn, the executive director of Americans United, said, "Free speech is for everyone in all groups. State officials simply can't get into the business of deciding that some unpopular messages are offensive and must be banned." So, really, their choice is to allow all displays or to allow none. So, if they want to solve the problem of the Satanic Temple or the Pastafarians coming in there and putting up what they consider to be offensive displays, all they have to do is say no to the Christians and then, you know, say no to everybody else. Then they can't be sued.
I think that's the hope of most.
I'm sorry, what? One at a time, please.
I think that's the hope of most of these people that are putting up these displays. The Pastafarians, the atheists, the Satanists.
To stop the Christians?
Just to stop religious people from putting up displays. And around Christmas time, the only display that really gets put up is, maybe a menorah, but mostly it's nativity scenes.
I'm betting that there's still limits on what kind of scene can go up. I mean, they're not going to allow the Satanists to put up a scene of, like, you know, a devil eating a baby Jesus or something like that.
Right.
It's probably not going to allow that.
They are saying here again, they're prohibiting offensive displays.
Right.
So, and the Americans United are having a problem with that wording.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but they've backed off on the lawsuit at this point. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts on religious freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-881-1075. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-881-1075. That's 1-800-881-1075. Call 1-800-881-1075.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want, just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then you can enter Amazon through the links there. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just click into the right one for you, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase. But you can't get everything at Amazon, right, Mark?
That's right. You can't get In Freedom's Cause at Amazon. You have to get this great bit of audio theater through infreedomscause.com. What this is it's hard to even just call it audio theater. This is some of the best stuff I've ever listened to. Think of it as an audio movie played out on the screen of your mind. It's got big name actors in it. James Cosmo from Braveheart, which is kind of cool because this is the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, which, of course, is what Braveheart was a fictional account of, too. Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey. I love seeing her in Downton Abbey. She's such a great actress, and she does a fine job with the female lead in this. Really great. And it's a powerful female character. This is a great bit of family entertainment for the kids, for the boys, for the girls, for the dads, for the moms. You're going to love it. Just go to infreedomscause.com. And get this for Christmas presents. It's hard to find good sort of liberty messages for Christmas presents. This one's perfect. It has the message of liberty set in a historical setting, the real story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce. Right there, infreedomscause.com, and we've got a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live. Get the family four-pack of CDs, at half price, half off. That means you can get four gifts at the same time, give them to the people you love, and they're going to love it. This is awesome entertainment. It's like a movie you listen to in your car. Infreedomscause.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, the toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. If you have any further comments, certainly on this issue about the Satanic Temple being given equal access, finally, to the Florida Rotunda, I guess they call it. This is a portion of the state capitol in Tallahassee where different religious holiday displays are allowed to be erected, and apparently just holiday displays, not necessarily even just religious ones. I don't know if there's a religion that has adopted Festivus, but apparently Festivus pole display has been a portion of these displays in the past, as well as the Pastafarian flying spaghetti monster, an atheist-themed message, and these are all in 2013, and also a nativity scene. So now the Satanic Temple will be erecting their display. They have, according to the state there in Florida, they have 1 week, December 22nd through the 29th, in which they can erect their display. AU Senior Litigation Counsel Gregory Lipper says, quote, "Although we are pleased that the state has finally agreed to allow the Satanic Temple's display, our clients should not have been forced to find legal counsel and plan a lawsuit just to get access to what is purportedly an open forum. The state can't give itself the authority to decide whether certain religious messages are offensive. It needs to allow everyone's speech or no one's speech." And I'd say that just about sums it up.
I kind of feel that's the way it is. Government shouldn't be mixing with religion. I get why people would if there's a public space to put up a nativity scene, I don't see a problem with putting it up there. But when that happens, you're going to open the door to a lot of other stuff. And there are people like me who are damaged by their religious upbringing, and that's going to present itself in many ways. Going out there and lampooning, I don't think is the most mature way to handle these things. But
what's a better way to handle it?
I don't know how to stop it. I don't know.
It's a perfect way to handle it because it calls attention to the absurdity here and the discrimination. That's very, very crystal clear, and I think it's generating headlines. So as far as I'm concerned, it's working well.
Well, I personally think that the best form of activism is doing nothing while hand wringing.
Yeah, I just
and
love
telling
it when
other people that their activism is wrong. That's right. Obviously, clearly, and then running for office.
Well, yeah. You shouldn't need activism to deal with this. You should be able to logically speak to whatever church leaders are putting up this nativity scene. Well, that's the point, right? Like, that's it. The problem isn't that the problem is that you need to do activism to get this to stop in the first place.
Well, you wouldn't be speaking to the church unless you're trying to convince them to take theirs down.
Right.
You would want to speak to the Florida bureaucrats and get them to allow you to put yours up.
Well, you should be able to speak to the bureaucrats and say, hey, we live in a country where it's separation of church and state,
mm-hmm.
and you shouldn't have this and
at
that,
all.
And that conversation should end everything. But it doesn't because we don't live in the world where people react in sort of a logical fashion.
Here's what I would do if I lived in Florida and I had the sort of resources and ability to do this. I would find like 1,000 friends and we'd all need to start our own religion and have it and petition for a display now to just try and take up as much of the real estate on this rotunda as possible to just try and make it, just each display has to be only 1 square inch by 1 square inch because that's all we can fit.
Your display is 1 pixel. Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, like you said, that would take a lot of resources, but it's pretty common, and I think your critique is right on, Johnson, of what Mark Mark was saying, it's pretty common for activists to, or for critics to complain about activism, but when asked to provide a better idea or better option, they have nothing besides, well, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I think furthermore, though, in terms of my critique of this, what's going on down there, is there shouldn't be any religious displays. That should be the default. None. There should not be any government money going to, you know, pixie dust in fairyland.
And you would think that the religious, the organized religions like the Christian Church, whoever it was that provided this, whatever display it is, you'd think they'd learned their lesson. Like, hey, you know, you want to get your word out about your Jesus religion.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should just keep the nativity scene to your church front lawn, wherever your church is.
You can you can do it at your houses, too. I mean, really great nativity scenes that go out in front of houses. Right. I like seeing these. I think people, doing a fantastic job with them. I think that it's despicable the way that young people go around stealing baby Jesuses and stuff like that. I think that's despicable behavior. I mean, it's vandalism and should be prosecuted.
Right. I mean, that's not an appropriate way to respond to someone's nativity
scene. But some people do.
The best way to do it is with more speech. And that is exactly what the Satanic Temple is attempting to do, is they are trying to speak as well. But hopefully the religious folks who put up the nativity scene will learn their lesson and keep to their own property where you don't have these issues. And you can still get your word out about your particular religious viewpoint without having to create this whole political scene that is completely unnecessary and actually does your religion damage to some extent, because it takes away from the whatever attractiveness that your nativity scene has, because it's surrounded by all this other stuff that you might decide is undesirable, stuff you don't want to look at. So why put it there in the first place? I think that would solve the problem. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. So I am interested in seeing the display. Again, it doesn't go up until December 22nd of this year. And I don't know if that means that the other displays that are there that would have been there last year were also only there for a week. I presume that's what that means, because why would they only restrict the Satanic Temple to the 1 week but allow others to be there longer? So I'm just going to presume that that means that all of the displays must be up within
that 7 day
window.
I'm sort of inwardly laughing here because, I mean, it's not even like an Advent calendar. I mean, you can't even get the 12 days of Christmas, or whatever. Like, so all the displays have been limited to a week, I guess, because it's so ridiculous. But I'm sure that before, at some point, those displays were up longer than a week.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that. As long as it was just the Christian display, let it stay up longer. So share your thoughts here. Freedom of religion, whatever's on your mind. Johnson, you want to tell us about Ayn Rand. I guess she's in the news. Some new book? New old book?
What? I haven't heard anything about that. I want to talk about anarcho-objectivism.
No, I know that's what you weren't. I know you weren't bringing in this new book thing, but it was just funny that you brought in Ayn Rand.
Interesting.
And tonight there's on the Drudge Report a headline saying that an early novel of hers is going to be published after 80 years. So we'll come back with more here. Johnson, you've got... I don't even know where we're going, but we'll do it. Whatever it is, next on Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com. At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The average American family spends over $1,000 a month on food. No person is exempt from this need. With the holidays here, why not give the most important gift you can give? The gift of food freedom and security. GoFoods is perfect for the college student, traveler, outdoorsman, family, busy professional, and the retired. Storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and affordable, GoFoods meals are easy to make. Add water, and in 15 minutes, you have a delicious meal. GoFoods packaging allows you to store food in the smallest of living spaces. Take GoFoods anywhere. The bug out bag, the RV, the car, the trail, the pantry, and on the table. Go anywhere, but don't go hungry. Serve it today, save it for the future, and share it this holiday season. Special holiday packages available. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Johnson and Mark and Ian all in the studio here tonight with you. And you can also join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Johnson, you never really struck me as an Ayn Rand guy. I am not a fan of hers myself.
I consider myself very much an Ayn Rand.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
What brought you to bring her in tonight, or what about her are you?
Well, okay, so I've always here's what I like about Ayn Rand. Basically it's the same thing I like about you, Ian. a steadfast devotion to liberty. I mean, and for the most part, I mean,
but didn't she believe in, like, you know, sure, everybody's stuff, like the war?
Sure, I think everybody gets things wrong. I mean, when you take into account most liberty-minded folks, a lot of them do some stupid stuff from time to time.
Okay.
You know, and it happens, and it's like, okay, you made a mistake, you did some anti-liberty stuff there, but...
Didn't she hate libertarians or something?
I think there was something with Nathaniel Brandon and stuff, and something along those lines. But
there was something with Murray Rothbard.
It's the age-old issue that divides a lot of liberty folks. Intellectual property. I think she had some stuff there, but this.
I think she's a pretty vain person, but that doesn't mean she was wrong or that her ideas, every single idea she had, stunk.
This article isn't per se about Ayn Rand. It's about the 10 most anarchist moments of Ayn Rand. The article itself is about anarcho-objectivism.
Is this the 10 most anarchist moments of her fiction? Stories?
Just of her in general. So there might be quotes from her. I believe most of the quotes are from her, but they may be also quotes from some of her writings.
Let's get into that here in a moment. But first...
Yeah, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty... probably you shouldn't use the word anarcho. But nonetheless, you can do it. I'm sure they've got stickers at libertystickers.com that have that word for you to use. You can reach thousands of people from the back of your car with a bumper sticker. You know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com. I've got stickers on my cars from libertystickers.com. Libertystickers.com.
All right, so again, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. The 10 most anarchist moments of Ayn Rand, according to where? What's the source on this?
Anarcho-object, or it's WordPress.
Okay, it's someone's blog.
Yeah, it's anarcho-objectivist.com, I think, or something like that. Yeah.
That's quite a movement. They've got a WordPress blog. One guy has a WordPress blog called Anarcho-Objectivism.
I just think it's a good article. So the title of the article is A Beginner's Guide to Anarcho-Objectivism, or it's Anarch-Objectivism, is the way they wrote it. At its worst, the state is immoral. At its best, it's made obsolete by the free market. The top 10 most anarchist moments of Ayn Rand. While Ayn Rand was nominally a statist, so this is how they start out the article, many of the passages from her works point towards anarchism as a political system that is compatible with objectivism. And this is where I like Ayn Rand a lot on, because she came to these ideas a long time before anyone else. And, you know, I think that she's, you know, really, I guess.
You think the ideas of having no state were created by Ayn Rand?
No, not created by Ayn Rand. I think that she codified a lot of different philosophers into one place in a very succinct and very, I don't know, poignant fashion, I guess.
Okay.
You know, more so than most other philosophers. You know, let me just, I'll get into some of the quotes so I can, I think they're very good. So, talking about the source of individual rights. The source of man's rights, is not divine law or congressional law, but the law of identity. A is A, man is man. Rights are conditions of existence required by man's nature for his proper survival. If a man is to live on earth, it is right for him to use his mind. It is right to act on his own free judgment. It is right to work for his values and to keep the product of his work. If life on earth is his purpose, he has a right to live as a rational being. Nature forbids him the irrational. Any group, any gang, any nation that attempts to negate man's rights is wrong, which means evil, which means is anti-life. So I guess to clarify that a little bit, if anybody who's seen the philosophy of liberty, you know, knows that the sort of philosophy of liberty is...
This is a video that you can find on YouTube, and it really encapsulates the ideas of liberty very well. As a matter of fact, it's so recommended that it made it to the libertarian bingo game where, you know, people who aren't who lampoon libertarians say...
Libertarian bingo.
Yeah, it's a bingo game where you basically... you know, in dealing with a libertarian, which of these things has occurred to you in the conversation? And, you know, you have to watch the philosophy of liberty is one of the bingo squares.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Right. So, like, certain things, they're going to say certain things if you're talking to a libertarian in general. And if you get them to say three, you know.
Four.
Bingo.
It's four?
Oh, it's four. Okay.
Because you have to, if you use this, it's five in a row and there's a blank space in the middle.
Okay.
So if you can get those four in either direction crossing it, or five in some other direction.
Right. So, you know, if you take into that account, and the three sort of main tenets of liberty are life,
liberty and property.
Yeah, life, liberty, and property. Liberty being the present, life being sort of your past and all that's come up to this point. Property is the past.
Right. Property is a representation of what you have done with your time. So if you've been productive with your time, you have produced things, and those things are your property. You may have produced, you may have been paid money for your time, in which case you bought property, and it sort of represents the what you've got. Certainly it's possible to waste your time and not have anything to show for it, but property shows what you have been productive with. Your life is what you have at this moment, and your liberty, excuse me, your life is what you have into the future. Your liberty is what you have right now. You can do what you want because you're alive right now.
Mm.
And your life gives you the ability to live into the future where you can do what you want.
I've never heard it put that way.
Yeah. So essentially what she's doing here, and I think she does it really well. It's a little, her language is a little hard to understand. Again, not necessarily a native English speaker, but what she's doing is she's tying the source of individual rights to being necessary for existence and not coming from, a higher power, a deity, not being granted by governments, but being moral in and of themselves because they're necessary in order for someone to live life. Having rights is tied to life.
We know that's not true, right? Like, you can exist without having those rights. Obviously, you can exist as a slave, but they're certainly necessary toward the idea of having a pleasant life, one in which you are fully, fully able to seek out the things that you desire. That's certainly a more desirable life, but you can have life without rights. Our lives prove that.
But it's not a rational, reasonable life, is her point. It's not rational. In other words, that's not a rational existence, is essentially what she goes on to say, is to say that person is being denied what is born, what they're born with. They're being denied something which is, so that they, when you say exist, you're just saying that they have life, but they don't have their liberty, they don't have, necessarily their property.
That's right.
So they're being denied what they're born with, their natural, she's been essentially saying
these
people
are also born into slavery as well.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I don't know.
It's
agree
just
with that.
A.
What
rights
do you mean?
Are just.
The reality of it, or you think that. When you say you
don't
think
mean the reality. Yeah, exactly. The reality of it. I mean, I think that they're born and immediately, okay, you're a slave or you're this, but it's not. They're not really born into slavery. They're born and continually forced to do something.
That's a pretty thin hair.
I don't think the difference.
I don't think slavery is a condition that's just, you just naturally, you're a slave.
Right.
It's a continual pressure that's being applied by someone else.
That much is true. What he's trying to say is that only somebody else says you're a slave. As a newborn, you don't say you're a slave. You can't truly be a slave until you say, yes, I am.
Submit. Until you realize that you're not free, you don't know that you're a slave. But that doesn't mean you're not a slave.
Well, I would suggest that children are that it's pretty hard not to for a child to be born into a state of slavery. They, to some extent, have to do what their parents say, or it's going to be a hard time, right? Like, even the most permissive parents in the world have rules and the way that you're going to have to go about them. Now, the good parents are able to get the children to behave without, physical manipulation or taking away of treats and that sort of thing. But at some point or another, it seems like those tactics are almost always employed.
Well, I just don't know if I agree with the premise here that you're born with these rights. I mean, it's a nice idea, and I subscribe to the idea of rights, but you only get them if other people agree with it.
Rights come from ownership. And if you own
another idea,
it's an idea, right? Yeah. Like, ownership's an idea, but it's a
good
strong
idea.
One.
It's a good one. It's a useful one.
And, it's a strong idea. It is pervasive in many cultures around the world, and people can internalize it in lots of ways. You can see that the animal kingdom and children understand the ideas of property ownership to some extent. They at least understand mine if they don't understand yours.
Let's come back to more of this discussion and your comments. Certainly welcome. What are we on? 1 out of 10? How many?
Yeah, and I think that there's some expounding that will happen here that I think will... she's got a lot of good ideas.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855 450 free. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.